Merle, you're on with Ask the Don. What do you got, Merle? You're a convicted felon and a drug addict. What's going on?
Yeah, Mike. Good morning. Good morning, Don, Carmen, all the others. Don, I'm a convicted felon, and I'm finding some legal issues about being able to get into a treatment center. Is there anything that I can do about that? Or
What's the legal issue? They're not letting you in a treatment center because you're a convicted felon?
Yes, sir. And I'm finding that a usual thing, even with work. I can't even find a job because I'm a convicted felon.
Well, a lot of people have that type of problem. Is the treatment center a private institute, or is it something through the state?
It's either or. I've checked a bunch of them.
No. When did you go there? Do you physically apply? When you say check, what does that mean?
No, you went over the phone.
No, that's not working. You got to go down. You got to meet the folks. You got to fill out the forms. You can't do, stuff online and stuff over the phone is not a true vetting as to whether or not you're qualified to get into a treatment facility or not. If you're serious about the treatment, you got to go down there. You got to meet somebody. They usually have someone that's in charge of accepting folks into and out of the facility. And you explain the story and the history. I mean, if it's a felony, that's many years ago. If you need a certain help for whatever the substance abuse is, there might be certain protocols in place. But you can't be doing this stuff over the phone or on the internet. You got to physically go down there. I know it's a foreign concept in 2016 to actually get up and go someplace, but that's what you need to do in this scenario.
Okay. All right. No problem. I don't, because I've been running into all kinds of, I've been out of prison since 2009.
What were you in for?
I was in for arson, a first degree felony.
Oh, what'd you set on fire, Merle?
Yeah, well, no, it was, I was a transporter for drugs. I was a mule, and somebody owed money, and they didn't want to pay.
So what did you set on fire?
A house. I went to collect the money, and, he owed 50 grand, and I went to collect the money, and I'm not afraid to talk about it, because clearly, I've already done my time.
And you burned his house down?
I told him we want the $50,000, and with an added $5,000 to it for not paying us. And he pointed a gun to my head, and I said, have the money in 1 hour, I'll be back. I came back in 1 hour, he didn't have the money, his house burnt down.
How'd you do it, Merle? Like they did in Goodfellas? You break in, you put some stuff in the ceiling?
No, I went right into his garage. He was a painter. He had all them painting equipment. I took a 5 gallon military gas can, filled it up with gas, put a sweatshirt down in it, lit it on fire, and threw it.
Wow.
Damn, Merle, you're brutal.
Yeah, well, if you have any stories of any treatment centers going up in flames.
How long were you in jail?
Just 36 months.
Oh, that seems like it should be longer for that.
Less than that. Well, they were actually looking for 35 years.
Yeah, you should have got that.
But because it was involved with drugs and I was high at the time.
Right.
It's a mitigating factor is what his attorneys are.
Merle, how long were you in jail before you started doing gay stuff?
Before I do in prison?
No, when you were in prison, how many months were you in there before you let other guys do gay stuff to you?
Oh, nuts. I've never.
Merle.
Are you kidding me?
Merle, 2 years.
Hey, listen, we had...
Close your eyes, you think of a girl you went to high school with, it's all the same.
Listen, hey, Don, there was a guy in there that was a transplant, if you know what I mean.
Transgender?
The same gender, but he was a transplant, but they had to keep him in confinement.
Kept wanting to bang him?
And not me.
You didn't get your house burned down.
Hey, Don, I don't slide down that road.
That's right, Don.
That was Calvin. Yeah,
it was Don.
Merle, what if you were in my cell? We were cellmates together.
Nope, that wouldn't happen, Mike.
You're not my type either, Merle. I'm just saying.
You don't know that.
Yeah. What about
I might let you give me a mouth hug.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Merle. How many guys did you let go down on you?
I don't know.
How many guys went down on you in prison, Merle?
I don't know, probably about five, six.
And that's gay taste of, Merle.
Oh, no, that's survival.
Every time that was happening, I was listening to you guys on the radio.
Michael was on. Some interview skills like I've never seen. How you get stuff? You got to be a lawyer. Yeah, I mean, you got to go to law school,
Merle.
People on the stand have no chance with you, Mike.
Merle, how long were you in there? Like 3 days before you were letting guys go down on you?
No, sir. I was in there for about a year and a half.
Okay, and you were like, all right, which one of you guys wants a piece of Merle?
18 months will do it to you. And you know the guy did it, and whenever he was leaving, Merle was like, queer.
It would do it to you, Mike.
No, they would not, Merle.
Go spend some time in prison.
Merle, I'm married. I haven't had sex in 18 months either, so I just, you know, I know how it is. I just don't know if I'd turn to the dark side.
Oh, my God.
All right, Merle, good luck. Don't do drugs. Don't burn anything down.
No, I won't. It was just, you know, with me being a convicted felon, I'm not crying over spilt milk. I'm just finding this a hard thing, not only for myself, but for everybody else.
Yeah, dummy, you ruined it. You're not supposed to burn people's house on fire. Now you got a tough road ahead of you.
Well, I'm trying to make it not tough.
Merrill, you ever go to Publix and you're checking out online? You're like, I'd let that bag boy do it to me.
No.
All right. Thanks, Merrill. No. Good luck to you.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.